Real Talk with MC Meow. In today's episode, Music Theory. Music theory is not something you learn or study. It is something you independently invent. Music theory contains a very important lesson. There is an infinity within. You can spend a life inventing music, but you have to stop yourself to live one. Similarly, you can spend a lifetime trying to create photorealistic paintings, but it is best to let the brush be a brush and let the painting say that it is indeed a painting. The perfection of a painting is found in the rays of the sun that it contains. The perfection of a song is found in the way it makes a dancer's body move. To sit down with sound synthesizers is more about meditation than composition. There are libraries of pre-made sounds out there, and it is not a terrible thing to use them. Just like it is better to learn to make songs by trying to replicate existing ones, it is better to learn about good sound synthesis by making use of pre-made sounds or samples. The samples that you will fall in love with will call to you, and eventually you will recreate them. Once you create a really good song that connects with you, you can then resynthesize your own version of the sounds that make it beautiful. Music is about having fun. It is about creating beautiful things. It is not about slaving over bare-bone sound synthesis. Plus, it is important to keep in mind that sharing fun is even more fun. Songs that help people dance may just be the loveliest kind of songs. Let us make a strange little dance song then, out of existing sound samples. We'll use the sounds found in Sam Aaron's Sonic Pi project. It is not a bad idea to start with the rhythm of the song first. The rhythm is like a foundation onto which we can add harmony and melody. And harmony with melody. If we started with melody first, the melody would not tell us much about the rhythm of the song. Starting with the beat and the rhythm, we can get our foot tapping, and those taps will dictate how that melody will move. By using ready-made drum samples, we can instantly get a nice drum setup going. And then sprinkle in a little bit of hats or cymbals. Now, to be fair, we got to get our shoes on and dance to it. A dance song must always be tested against the type of dancing that it will be used for. Here are the first three sections: a clumsy intro, a cymbal-free beat, and then the initial enchilada. It is at 130 beats per minute, and it is reasonably danceable. It is nothing too special, but it is a danceable rhythm. We can bend it a little bit, but we have to be mindful of our dancer. They are currently meditating to our song, and we must not interrupt their meditation, or they will skip the song and later remove the song from their playlist. It is a sad fact of life that no matter how good our song will become, it will stop being catchy to the dancer in less than 30 days. There is nothing you can do. Your song will expire like produce. While we are on the dancer's mind, we can bring them some joy by alternating moods as the song progresses. Let us create a more intense mood in what we have so far by adding bass. Bass is still a low frequency sound like the drums, but it is less percussive, as in hitting a drum, and more stretched out, as in a whistle. One common example of bass is a bass guitar. It is low and deep, but unlike the drum, the sound it makes is long. Now let me take a moment and explain how melodies, including bass, as bass guitar usually plays a simple melody, get created. The rule of melody making is keep it simple and sweet. And I'm not joking about this. The creation is so simple that all we need to create a melody is dots and lines. Moreover, it almost does not matter how the dots and lines are arranged, so as long as they go up and down a little bit. Just to clarify, the dots and lines I am referring to represent long and short sounds. It is basically what you would see on a cowboy-era automatic player piano sheet. Let us go over to a text-to-Morse code translator and convert the word meow to Morse code for our melody. The result is dash dash dot dash 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 dot dash dash, or in sound. Now this does not sound very nice because it is the same note. It is as boring as whistling the same tone. That is not a very good melody at all. So let us very gently vary the notes used in our melody here, just gently going left and right with our fingers on the piano. When making melodies, you can skip two keys, maybe three, but don't make a huge jump of four notes, because then you have to search for notes that go well together. Interestingly enough, if you have a piano handy and never played it, you can easily improvise a song by pressing a key to a tempo and then just gently moving left and right. As a bonus, try to keep rhythm with the low frequency keys on your left. That will be your piano drum, and your right hand will give the melody. As an extra bonus, try pressing two or three keys at the same time to create a chord. This will make a richer sound. You'll probably make a better song than I'm making right meow. Here is what our Morse code melody sounds like in low bass, with a couple of gentle changes to sync it up to the backbeat. And here it is with drums. Remember that all the samples you are using are uniquely stacked together. Very few other songs will use the same bass sample with whatever you put on top of it. The way to think about bass is this: a fuzzy and furry container for higher pitched melodies. It almost has the same result as a Hall effect has on old school computer chiptunes. But here, you are not relying on an echo to blend beeps into something richer. You are relying on hand-picked bass sample or even a real guitar. And there ain't no nothing wrong with that. So now that we have the beat, the hat cymbals, and the bass, we need to add that melody that goes on top of the bass, that will meld into the bass. Now, before you add a melody, you need to take a breath of fresh air. We can't pretend that music creation is a science. It is an exploratory and generative process. So we have to listen
and understand the soul of the song that we just created. My use of the Morse code in order to explain how to make melodies is kind of already whispering something to us. When you really listen to the melody our Morse code created, it sounds a little bit Russian. We have to listen to the song. The song is dictating a certain path through a maze of infinite complexity. It is not the path that you want. It is the path that matches the song that you have already created. In this situation, I went to NASA's website and borrowed the sound of Sputnik, Rakieta Nositel. And believe it or not, our little Sputnik gives us melody. Here is what it sounds like. At this point, we have a third of a song, and it is not a bad idea to end the song with a variation of the beginning, without adding anything new. So that gives us about a minute and a half, and we only need another 60 seconds, as our dancer has better songs to dance to, no doubt. Since our song wants to be Russian, let us grab a recording of an old Russian number station from Wikipedia and sprinkle in a bit more of the Sputnik. I still want to do a kind of a genre fluctuation in the middle, so I chose to decorate the center of the song with a piano, as that will pleasantly surprise our dancer. Overall, the song you are about to hear ended up being very tanky. But it is danceable. If I had to do something differently, I would be spending more time replicating and studying other songs to make the song less heavy industries and more cutting shapes. In closing, building songs should not rely on a preset recipe. It is a creative process that should involve lots of randomness and plenty of dancing. Here is the full song we just created. Enjoy!